long weekend. I'm taking off tomorrow.
Well, I didn't know about this. Why didn't anybody ever tell me anything?
Well, it's not like it's a big deal. I mean, we're just taking the kids to a hotel here in town so they can kind of get to know each other. They've only been together once, so we just thought we'd have a little weekend vacation. You know, boys in one room, girls in the other. Take them to the zoo, the art museum.
Yeah, well, you can call it a little vacation if you want, but it sounds like a test to me.
What kind of test?
See how well your kids get along. J.D. wants to marry you, doesn't he?
We've discussed it, but that doesn't have anything to do with this weekend.
Yeah, try telling that to Marva Lynn McDowell.
Okay, we give. Who's Marva Lynn McDowell?
Just an ex-sorority sister of mine who was dating one of the Parnell brothers. You know, the ones who are just fabulously rich, and their father was killed in that mysterious golfing accident down in the Bahamas. Well, anyway, he took her and her two kids down to Lake Pontchartrain for the weekend. And when they came home, little Marva wasn't wearing her engagement ring anymore.
What's a mysterious golfing accident?
Charlene, that's not the point.
I assure you, Suzanne, that this is not a test. I mean, J.D. and I aren't even close to getting married, and even if we were, I know he loves my kids.
Yeah, right.
I mean, did the cart just get away from him? Or did someone hit him in the head with a ball?
Okay, I just finished my last delivery. Anything else?
Yes, there's a silk flower arrangement in the storeroom that goes out to Fernita Coates, along with her other stuff.
Will do.
Sugarbakers? Yes, Mask, who's calling? Oh, just a moment, please. Anthony, it's for you, a Mr. T. Tommy Reed.
You must be kidding. What's he calling me for? I can't take that call. Do you know who that is?
Yes, he's a convict, meanest one in your cell block.
How do you know?
You pick up things. Lying around.
Anthony, you mean this is the person you have told us all those terrible stories about?
During your unfortunate incarceration?
Yeah, and now he's calling me, and I can't take that call. He's a crazed killer.
Well, what do you want me to say? I've acted like you're here.
Here. Give me the phone. Hello? West Indian Embassy, Mr. Anthony speaking. I'm terribly sorry. There's no Anthony Bouvier at this number. Oh, no, no, sir. No, sir. You misunderstood our girl. She said Sugar Baka, not Sugar Bakers. Sugar Baka is a division of the Republic of West India. You must have dialed our main consulate number, and someone inadvertently transferred you to Sugar Baka Regional Affairs. I'll get one of our junior consulates to handle your call, and if we are disconnected, please try again later. You think he bought that?
No.
Oh, man. This is the day I've been dreading since I was born. The day that T. Tommy Reed gets out of prison and comes looking for me.
Is this the guy who checked a book out of the prison library on table manners and then stabbed an inmate for serving him from the wrong side?
Right.
What do you think he wants now?
Oh, there's no telling. He's huge. He's nuts. He might want to kill me, or he might just want to dance.
You mean he's gay?
No, he just likes to dance. See, after table manners, he got this book on ballroom dance, and he just loved it. Pretty soon, everybody had to take a turn with him. Only thing was, he just had one record, Respect by Aretha Franklin. And T. Tommy liked to make people twirl round and round on that part where she would spell it out, you know, R-E-S-P-E-C-T, over and over again until some of the guys got sick and threw up.
A wonderful story. Thank you for sharing it.
Do you think he might come here and force us to dance?
Well, I just don't see why we have to put up with him. I mean, this is supposed to be a decorating firm, not a halfway house for convicts. These people, it seems they're always looking you up, Anthony.
The guys in the prison thought I was easy to talk to. I can't help it if I'm popular.
Well, I don't see why you can't just put him in touch with someone else.
Who?
I don't know. Tell him to call Johnny Cash.
I'm gonna go talk to my parole officer and find out if he could find out what's going on here.
Good idea.
Anthony, by the way, what basically did he do?
Basically, he cut a man's head off.
Anybody home?
Oh, boy, we're glad to see you.
Why?
Oh, I'll tell you later.
Okay, now, kids, now don't touch anything. Don't even think about touching anything. In fact, don't even make eye contact with anything.
I have something for you guys. Okay, who wants a sucker? Okay, Hannah.
Thank
you.
There you
go. Bert and Quinn.
Thank you.
Bert, what do you say?
I don't like orange.
Wrong.
Well, maybe you like grape.
Thank you.
I'll see you guys Monday.
Right. You all are going to have the best weekend. My goodness, the zoo, the art museum.
I've been to the zoo. I hate the art museum. I don't even know what it is.
Fine. You ought to stay in the room and brush up on the hotel rules.
Bye, Aunt Julia.
Bye, sweetie. You have a wonderful time.
I left the note for the hotel right on my desk, so just call me if anything happens, okay. And we'll call you if anything happens on our end.
What could happen to you?
Hey, five of them, two of us, the balance of power could shift at any minute.
Yeah, we could be taken hostage.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. It's getting dark out. Anthony must have gotten tied up.
I have an idea. Why don't I treat you both to dinner?
Oh, good, because I don't feel like being alone tonight.
Me either.
Sorry I'm so late. My parole officer had to squeeze me in between appointments. Anyway, he says that T. Tommy Reed just got paroled, and he's been calling everybody he was ever in prison with. But the good news is, he's never actually shown up to see anyone in person. So I guess we could just forget about the whole thing.
Anthony, would you like to get there?
Me?
Yes. We'll just be tidying up.
Oh, sure. I'll get it. Hey, Tommy, what a surprise, man. How you doing?
How you doing, bro? Long time no see, huh? Hey, it's great to see you. How you been?
Never better. Never better. Never better. Did I just say that?
Crazy guy. In prison, he used to keep us in stitches with all these accents and crazy imitations. That's how I knew it was you on the phone today. West Indian's my favorite.
I didn't know I had done that one for you. I'm sorry, I thought you were the IRS.
Yeah, well, I guess you're wondering what I'm doing here in Sugarbaga.
Well, no, man, not really, unless you want to tell me.
First, I'm trying to relocate.
Oh, hey, man, my apartment is yours. In fact, you can have it. I'm tired of it. I don't even like it. Let me just find the key, man.
Man, will you stop this? I'm staying at a hotel. I got an expense account. I got friends.
Oh, gee, that's wonderful. I'm so happy for you.
Anthony, I hate to break up your reunion, but it is closing time, and we do have an appointment.
Oh, where are my manners? Please, I hope you'll forgive the intrusion of my bodacious and highly unorthodox visit.
Hey, I see you've been reading that dictionary again.
Yeah, that's not the kind of thing I like pointed out when I'm actually trying out the new words.
I'm deeply sorry. I didn't know.
Anyway, may I say to you three finely chiseled replicas of exquisite female pulchritude that I am deeply humbled by your grace and beauty and will treasure our few brief moments together.
Well, gee, thanks. I mean, it was good for us, too, you know, for such a short visit and all, you know.
Mr. Reed, did I understand you correctly that you're going to be moving to Atlanta?
Yes, I'm opening a gift boutique where I can import the finer items I came to love in prison. Wedgwood china, Pertese sheets, Belgian lace, fine porcelain, Lalique crystal. I'm especially fond of Lalique birds.
You had those in prison?
Well, actually, I only had some pictures of them. I found them in a book I checked out once.
You know, you should do a commercial for the American Library Association. I mean, if ever a guy's life was affected by reading,
Charlene,
I mean,
Charlene, we really have to go. Anthony, we'll just be locking up.
Well, Anthony, what do you say? How about some dinner?
Dinner? Well, I did have an appointment.
Yeah, what kind of appointment?
Oh, nothing, just some surgery. I can cancel that.
Attaboy. You know, ladies, I love this guy. Maybe that's why I picked him out of all the guys I know.
Pick me? Pick me for what?
To be my new business partner.
Well, that art museum was nice today, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, we ought to go more often.
Count me out. I'd rather go to a football game if you don't mind.
Rex, you go to a football game every week. It won't hurt you to miss one.
Well, maybe we could go out and see a movie. We could see Benji the Hunted or Princess Bride.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea, huh?
I want to go see Dirty Dancing.
Dirty Dancing? Honey, you're only 9 years old, for crying out loud. I say we go see Benji. It's a family movie. This is a family outing.
Yeah, too bad it's not our family.
Okay, that's it. You just lost your movie vote. You can go in the bedroom, and we'll call you when we go to dinner.
Great.
Yeah, great. Remember me? I'm the guy who's got your allowance in my pocket?
Daddy, I have to go to the bathroom.
Well, honey, why don't you just use the boys' bathroom?
Oh, no, 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 she can't. Somebody made a sailboat out of the room service menu and stopped up the toilet. Claudia, Anna needs a bathroom.
All right. Gosh, look, she's driving me crazy. She just sits outside the door. We'll be through in a minute.
Well, hurry up. We're going to go to dinner, and then we're going to go see Benji.
Oh, shoot. I knew I'd go see whatever you two are going to see, because you'll make us, just like you made us come on this fun family outing, which is no fun at all.
Okay, Hannah, I think that's pretty much it for you. You'll be retiring to bedroom number two. We'll call you when you can come out.
Great.
I punish them, they like it. I must be doing something wrong.
Well, at least our little ones are getting along.
Mom!
Honey, what's the matter?
Bert put us down with pills. Yeah, but he did it to me first. Yeah, but not that much. He poured the whole bag in.
Oh, he never cries like this at home.
Cry, baby. You better shut up, Bert Dewhead!
Bird Dewhead? Since when do we call people names like that, huh? That's the first time I've ever heard that. All right, now listen, I've had just about enough out of you two. Now you can go in there and get ready for dinner because we're going to go down to the dining room in a few minutes and we're going to sit around the table like a family. And then we're all going to go to a movie and we're going to have fun. And if we don't have fun, you guys are going to live to regret it. Do you understand that?
Yeah, we understand. Bird Dewhead!
Well, I don't know. I think it's going pretty well so far. What do you think?
So, what exactly do you do at Sugar Baker?
Well, I'm kind of in sales and distribution. Basically, they sell the furniture and I distribute it.
Oh, you're the delivery man.
Right.
Hey, it's okay. You don't have to be ashamed with me. I know how hard it is when you first get out of prison. That's why I'm determined to make a go of it. And that's why I picked you to be my partner. You got what it takes. In here. Ambition, class, style. I even knew it the first time I saw you dance. I mean, those other guys, they just twirl around because I told them to, but you, you put your whole heart in it.
Thank you.
You know, Anthony, I guess you heard the story about how I cut a man's head off.
Hey, man, these things happen. You probably deserve that.
He betrayed me in the worst way. He let me down.
Oh, man, I just hate it when that happens. Hey, you think you know somebody and then they let you down. You don't have to tell me.
Oh, but I want to. I feel like I can trust you. If I didn't, I wouldn't have come all this way with a $50,000 check in my pocket.
$50,000?
Right, $50,000 from friends of mine who believe in me. We're taking over the Chic Boutique right here in Atlanta, and I want you to manage it.
Me?
Right. And I'm kind of in a hurry. I need your answer right away. What do you say?
May I be excused?
So, what's everybody gonna have?
Peanut butter and jelly.
Well, honey, you can have peanut butter and jelly anytime. Why don't you try something different?
Okay, then just peanut butter.
Metro, look at that. Claudia and Rex are sharing a menu.
We have to. You took mine.
Well, well, so I did. Excuse me, son. So, are you two finding that you have a couple of things in common?
No.
Well, you could all take a lesson from your little brothers here. At least they played together all afternoon.
Yeah, they got into an ice fight.
Oh, yes, but they made up.
Not me, I hate his guts.
Quint.
Bird, you head.
That's enough. I told you about that.
Where's that waitress?
Oh, forget about the waitress, okay? There ain't gonna be any waitress. Nobody wants to come anywhere near this table, and who can blame them? because we are accompanied by five obnoxious children who hate each other and hate us for bringing them here.
What's wrong?
Well, nothing. There's Anthony.
Well, Anthony!
Who's that guy?
I don't know, but I have a hunch.
What's the note say?
Help.
Well, I think you should consider his offer. After all, being the manager of a boutique's a lot better than being a furniture delivery man.
But I don't want to be the manager of a boutique, and I definitely don't want to be business partners with T. Tommy Reed. Oh, man, this is terrible.
Well, hi, Mary Jo. Thought you were going to be off today.
Oh, well, JD and the kids are using the indoor pool, and I just didn't feel like it. I thought I might as well come in and get some work done.
Mary Jo, this is your big weekend.
Oh, yeah, well, actually, it's not quite as much fun as we thought.
The kids don't like it?
No, actually, they hate it. Claudia and Hannah are too far apart in years, and Bert and Quinn are both used to being the baby and not sharing the spotlight, and there's really no explanation for why Claudia and Rex don't get along except that they're teenagers and probably should be in military school. So, Anthony, who was that with you last night, Genghis Khan?
Yeah, that was him, all right.
Basically, he wants Anthony to open a boutique with him, and he gave him 24 hours to decide. Anthony hasn't slept all night because he keeps thinking about that guy who got his head, you know? So basically, he has two choices, either let T. Tommy down easy or go into business with him and try not to tick him off.
That's very good, Charlene. Have you ever thought about being a golf announcer?
Hey, I don't have any choice, do I? There's only one thing to do here. Leave the country. I'm going to go see about a passport.
Anthony, it won't do you any good to run away. No matter where you go, he can always find you.
Uh-uh. Not if I become a shepherd. I saw a documentary on it about 4 this morning. Julia, it's a pretty good life.
Trust me, Anthony. Oftentimes, the anticipation of something terrible is worse than the actual event.
Well, I don't know, Julia. I think actually getting your head cut off, you know, it might be a lot worse than anticipating.
Hey, bro, how's it going? You mind if I come in?
Oh, going great, man. Come on in. Have a seat. Be my guest.
No, I'm in kind of a rush. You make your decision?
Well, yeah, I've been giving it a lot of thought.
And?
And basically, I'm sorry.
What's so funny?
Nothing. I just laugh when I get nervous. Wait a minute. Just let me get a hold of myself.
So what's it gonna be?
Well, it's gonna be...
The answer is no, Mr. Reed. Anthony does not want to go into business with you.
Oh, why not?
Personal reasons.
Yes, such as?
He doesn't have to tell. That's what personal means. Furthermore,
wait a minute,
Mr. Reed...
Julia, you don't have to do this. This is my job. She's telling you the truth, T. Tommy. I just can't. No, man, I don't want to do this. I appreciate you asking me, but these ladies believe in me, too. They gave me a job when I first got out the joint and nobody else would, and I got a chance for advancement here, right?
Right.
And so I don't want to blow it, man. So if you're going to kill me, just go ahead and get it over with. Just don't do it on this rug, man, because I just shampooed it. What's the matter?
Just touch me, man. That's all. This is just the kind of loyalty I'm looking for. And I sure don't want to mess up what you got here.
That is so sweet.
I guess I gave him my best shot, huh? If you ever change your mind, here's my card.
That's it?
That's it.
I can't believe it.
Good luck, buddy. Stay in touch, huh?
T. Tommy, one more thing, just out of curiosity. That guy that you killed, what did he do?
He turned me down. Twice.
I understand.
Why do we have to have a conference now? Because somebody said something today that kind of made me see things.
Great. Now can I go roll my hair?
No, I'm not finished. What?
Sit down, please.
What this person said was that sometimes the anticipation of something terrible is worse than the actual event. So that got me thinking that by the same token, that the anticipation of something wonderful might be better than the actual event.
Is this a riddle?
No, honey. What I'm trying to say is that your dad and I have been planning and anticipating this weekend for a long time. And because we love each other, we wanted you all to love each other, too. But we seem to have forgotten that you all don't really know each other. I think that the reason that this hasn't been too much fun is because the two adults here have been trying so hard to make everybody put their best foot forward when what we should have been doing is just, you know, kind of getting to know each other, warts and all.
Well, I don't know. I would say some warts have been brought forward.
So what do you think? Can we go home?
We can't go home, but we can be ourselves.
Yeah!
The new rule is nobody has to like anybody else.
Yeah!
But whether you do or don't is not going to affect the way that J.D. and I feel about each other.
So what are we supposed to do now?
You can do anything you want to. I think it might be a good idea to have some free time.
Me too. I think that's a great idea. Maybe about an hour of free time.
Let's go.
Okay.
Oh, I get it. You're gonna kiss.
Oh, don't be silly. We can't do that kind of stuff. We're parents. Well, here's some money, you guys. Here you go. I want you to go downstairs to the video game room. That will alleviate the pressure that the art museum has put on your brains. And while you're doing that, we'll just be sitting around here worrying about your futures. Okay? Keep an eye on your little brothers, you two.
Hey, I don't have any quarters.
I've got quarters. Come on.
Hey, have I told you lately I think you're pretty neat?
Not lately.
Well, I do. I also think you're pretty sexy, too. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, for a mom.